All right, we are back. I want to remind you, everybody, about the YouTube memberships. We've got three tiers, starting as low as 99 cents. All tiers have different perks. Check them out. Just hit that join button right down here, Summers. So, what you got next?
I got some good news if you're a WWE fan, because it's being reported that sorry about that. My mic just.
We can hear you.
Yeah, we hear you just fine.
Okay. Sorry. But yeah, so if you're a WWE fan, we got some good news. It looks like WWE is interested in signing a new talent, a new star. This guy, he's not new to the wrestling business. I'm talking about Jeff Cobb. I believe right now he's currently under contract in New Japan, but he's about to be a free agent soon, and the WWE is looking to pick him up, which would be a great signee for the WWE. Jeff Cobb, I'm pretty sure he's considered a veteran now at this point, 42 years old, been wrestling in 2009 in every promotion you can possibly think of, including AEW, Lucha Underground, a freak athlete, just a total badass in the ring. How do you guys feel about
and for you
join the WWE?
For you Lucha Underground fans, he was the monster Matanzas Cueto with the mask. So
yeah, fucking monster.
I think you've already said it. Jeff Cobb is a phenomenon wrapped in an enigma. Like, he's the wrestling equivalent of what a bumblebee should be. Is it shouldn't be able to do half the shit it does, but it does it and does it well.
Yeah.
The fact that WWE hasn't tried to go after him sooner, I'll never understand it. He is a phenomenal athlete. He is a fucking freak of nature. He can work with anyone and get anything fucking over. The only reason I can think of that he hasn't gone yet is his, I'd say more of his loyalty to New Japan.
Oh, maybe that. I would have, with Vince calling the shots, Jeff Cobb is well under 6 foot, I'm pretty sure.
All right, pull that up right quick.
5'10".
5'10"? Yeah, so he's a lot shorter than any of the big guys that Vince brings on. But the guy is an absolute monster. Like you said, a freak of nature. He is one of the strongest dudes in wrestling. He's got a great amateur background. What up, Elwood? Great amateur background. Can manhandle anybody. Mm-hmm. There's nobody in pro wrestling right now that he can't toss around. He's a little on the short side, a little on the, pudgy side, which is,
he's what, like 260, 265? Yeah.
But he is a goddamn he's the machine. He fuck Brian Cage. Jeff Cobb is a machine.
Dude, we get this Jeff Cobb versus like a prime Kurt Angle, you're looking at a fucking Matt classic.
Yeah.
Right? This man has all the tools in his belt. He can work the mat. I mean, for God's sakes, he fucking wrestled in the 2004 Summer Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't win it. But he was there, which means he is high caliber. Elite. Yes, he's a high caliber amateur wrestler on top of his power game. And God bless him for it, because he doesn't use his power game as often as he can. So he doesn't put himself in that corner, kind of like how Shane Mercer described it a year ago on our podcast. If you do something so many times, you put yourself in a corner to where if you don't fucking do it, they don't want to fucking see you.
Right.
What's the two things that everybody wants to see when Jeff Cobb's in the ring?
Four of the aisles.
Mm-hmm. The pop-up German.
Pop-up German.
Other than that, he can do any muscle move he wants. He can do any technical move he wants. If he wants to go fucking fly, he can.
And that tour of the aisles is fucking sick.
I have tried, dude. I don't understand how his back can fucking handle that shit.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. He's a gorilla.
Yeah, and for those of you that don't know what the fucking tour of the aisles is, Basically, it's a fucking power slam that you stall in mid fucking rotation and fucking rotate the other fucking way.
Yeah, so it's a lot harder to take from the from the opponent because there's so much head whip.
And he's hit it on a lot of motherfuckers, and like big motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's an amazing athlete. I can't sing his praises enough. Mm-hmm. The moves that he pulled out as Matanzas Cueto, like, it sickening. Just sick. You know anything much about him?
Yeah, from mostly from AEW. The times that I've seen him in AEW, I was automatically just like hooked when I saw him. And I always wondered, why wouldn't AEW sign this guy? But I think Draven just explained it because he's probably, you know, faithful to like New Japan, which makes sense. Because every time he would go to AEW, he would just get beat anyway. And I'm like, okay.
Well, also but, think every time you did see him on AEW, that's when they had a working relationship with New Japan.
Yeah, absolutely.
He never came just as like a free talent.
Yeah. So with the WWE presentation, especially the way that they've been booking Jacob Fatu, I have high hopes for this if he does go to the WWE. However, I'm not saying he is a Jacob Fatu. WWE is signing a lot of people also in the other hand. People like Andrade, for example. He's only had like a handful of matches in like how many months? So it's like, I wonder, I just hope that if they sign him, he doesn't get the Otis treatment. You know, he's just a big guy, just there, just being goofy, you know?
No, they definitely need to focus on his athleticism because he can fly, he can nip up. He's not fucking Otis. Like, he's probably hand-to-hand almost as strong as Otis, but his athleticism is top-notch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I think they can do something special with Jeff Cobb in the WWE. At least that's what I hope. Now, do you guys see him going to the main roster or NXT?
Unfortunately, probably NXT, but there's nobody on the NXT roster that should be able to stand a chance. I mean, I guess Obafemi. He's a big dude, too.
I think NXT would be a good fit for him just to get him some fucking ring time under the WWE style of working.
Yeah.
I think he could fucking be a goddamn monster in there. Now, do we put him in as babyface? We put him in as heel. I could definitely see him run amok as a fucking heel. So Obafemi's
babyface.
Yeah,
heel, dude.
Yeah, heel, probably.
Yeah.
And technically, he's Samoan, so they could run that angle.
I don't think so. Because remember, they still got Hikuleo on the fucking sidelines. Mm-hmm. And he's like a direct fucking link to the bloodline right now. They ain't touched him.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Jey Uso has a mystery partner next week.
It's probably going to be Jimmy.
Probably.
Let's call a spade a spade. I mean, that shit with gone through last week with Jimmy on SmackDown, it just makes too much sense for Jimmy and Jay to team up and take out A-Town Down.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So, any last thoughts on the Jeff Cobb?
Hurry up and sign him. WWE taking too long, bro.
Well, at this point, we're just now waiting on his New Japan contract to finish up, and if he so chooses to sign with them, he might re-sign with New Japan. I mean, New Japan's done well for him in the past few years.
Yeah.